The great outdoors are a place to both think and play. It's also a timeless source of inspiration when it comes to human creativity. From the WHYY Climate Desk, Sophia Schmidt introduces us to some Philly kids expressing their creativity out in nature.
4-year-old Alvin Lingett Santiago is really into marble runs. He loves to watch marbles zoom down a track.
I love marble runs!
How come? Tell me more.
Because I like rolling stuff!
Alvin attends nature preschool at the Schuylkill Center for Environmental Education in Northwest Philadelphia. His class of over a dozen 3 to 5-year-olds spends most of its time outdoors, in places like this clearing in the woods they call Fallen Log.
Let's say hi, Fallen Log.
Hi, Fallen Log.
You look so beautiful today.
There aren't many marbles out here, so Alvin gets creative. There are pumpkins in the clearing that parents donated after Halloween. Alvin rolls a pumpkin down the hill and chases after it.
It's rolling!
Sarah Watrud, the school's early childhood education director, says this is what learning looks like at nature preschool.
So you can probably see why I say to parents all the time, if they're tired and dirty at the end of the day, we've done our job.
Exposure to nature can help kids learn by lowering stress and boosting attention, says Kathy Jordan. She's a professor of pediatrics at the University of Minnesota who reviews research on how nature affects kids. One way is by tapping into their creativity. She says, imagine creativity like a room with a bunch of doors. When we're kids, all those doors are open. There are many possibilities. But as we get older, more and more of those doors close and we narrow our focus.
Nature provides many, many doors, and the child is free to go explore any of those doors. And the more that we do that throughout childhood, you know, offer those experiences where there are those many options, all those doors remain open, and all that creativity is allowed to express itself.
Jordan says nature engages all of a child's senses, and nature-based play and learning tends to be open-ended. Indoors, there's often a set way of playing with toys or games. But outside, kids decide for themselves what to do with nature's many toys, like pumpkins, rocks, or sticks.
A stick can be a magic wand. It can be part of a fort. It can be a sword. It can be something to draw in the sand with. It can be something to jump over. You name it, right? It's like the sky's the limit.
Back at the Fallen Log clearing, 5-year-old Sloan Diamond pokes sticks into the dirt to form a small, pointed roof.
What are you doing?
I'm building a fairy house.
She brushes away the fallen leaves, clearing a long path in the dirt so the fairies can get out of the house and go shop for food.
And this is the driveway to go to the vegetable store.
Education advocate Elaine Wells has seen this kind of creativity in action during the Saturday morning hikes she leads for toddlers and kids. Her program, called Tiny Trekkers, brings kids ages 2 through 9 and their parents to green spaces in Philly, where they kayak, explore meadows and forests, and watch wildlife. Wells says the kids imagine all sorts of adventure scenarios on the trail.
And they're standing on top of rocks and, you know, climbing in between tree branches and things like that as pirates or fishermen or explorers. And it's nothing that we prompt them to do. They do it on their own.
Wells started the program a few years ago because she wanted to increase access to nature for Black and brown families in Philly. A 2022 survey by a coalition of environmental education providers found that students and teachers at nature-based preschools across the country are disproportionately white. Wells incorporates reading and nature lessons into her Tiny Trekkers programs, but lets the kids drive the agenda.
I could be talking about the bark on a tree, but a kid sees a bug, and they're like, oh, look, and all the other kids rush over to look at this bug. Well, guess what? We're going to transition over to that bug.
Wells says it's about letting kids be kids and allowing them to follow their natural curiosity.
They love to learn when they're in the moment.
Wells's Tiny Trekkers group starts back up with family nature outings this spring. From the Climate Desk, I'm Sophia Schmidt, WHYY News.